self-branding. Celebrities, politicians, and athletes have long marketed themselves as brands. Now, business people are doing the same. You can use self-branding strategies to boost your career and your company's success. People often choose products or services based on how they feel about the brand, rather than just the features and benefits. The same goes for individuals. Even if you have great qualifications like a degree from a well-known school, solid work experience, and excellent references, people will first react to your image, reputation, and identity. You can shape their perception of you by creating a strong personal brand. The key to success is making yourself your most valuable asset. Stand out from the competition by identifying your unique selling proposition, USP, a special idea, vision, or X factor that sets you apart. Then, use proven marketing strategies to share your USP with the world. Your tools include a marketing plan, advertising techniques, a target audience, and the right actions. Your USP. To pinpoint your USP, think like a brand manager. Conduct a brand audit, analyzing your brand and competitors. Look for what sets you apart. Pay attention to messages that catch your eye amidst the daily flood. Start with a clear objective and work backward. Keep tabs on relevant news and learn from successful self-brands. Watch how celebrities present themselves on TV talk shows. Some consultants begin with a hypothesis, often based on intuition, which research often validates. Have some ideas in mind as you gather information. SWOT analysis. Discover your full potential by delving into a SWOT analysis. It's like adding rocket fuel to your journey toward success. Let's explore it step by step. 1. Strengths. Know your strengths, skills, experience, and achievements. But don't overlook unique personality traits like perseverance and adaptability. 2. Weaknesses. Recognize weaknesses as growth opportunities. Accept areas needing improvement. For instance, if public speaking isn't your strong suit, don't shy away. Seek out a public speaking course to level up your skills. 3. Opportunities. Keep your eyes peeled for external changes that align with your strengths. These could be shifts in your industry, new technologies, or changes in the economy. Your SWOT analysis will pinpoint where to direct your focus for maximum impact. 4. Threats. Stay vigilant against outside forces that could derail your progress. Whether it's competitive pressures or economic downturns, knowing your threats arms you with the foresight to steer challenges with confidence. By your SWOT analysis, you'll empower yourself to seize opportunities, conquer weaknesses, and stay ahead of the game. You plus opportunity equals success. The sweet spot is where your skills meet a market need, located at the intersection of Market Street and Opportunity Avenue. Once you find your sweet spot, shape your personal brand around it. Kayla was anxious about merger rumors at work and the possibility of losing her job. She conducted a SWOT analysis to identify market changes and opportunities for herself. She discovered her strength in loyalty marketing, or building long-term customer relationships, and highlighted this skill in her resume. Your resume is like an advertisement for yourself. Include a profile paragraph that uses engaging language to showcase your expertise and success stories. Add an achievement addendum with case studies that demonstrate your past achievements. In interviews, aim for a two-way conversation. Don't just talk about yourself. Also listen and learn about the company. Encourage the interviewer to share information about the company. The more the interviewer talks, the more interested they will likely be in you. Strategy. Identify your winning spot in the market and create a solid self-brand plan around it. Make it clear and punchy, highlighting one major benefit you bring. For example, K Kayla boosted her brand with proof like, last year, our fresh loyalty programs drove a whopping 23% increase in customer spending. To win big in your market, you need a winning position. Here's how to nail it. 1. Be the first. Be the pioneer in your field. Being first means you're the natural leader. 2. Be the leader. If you're already at the top, build your strategy around your leadership status. 3. Take the anti-leader position. Sometimes going against the grain works wonders. Offer something different when others are all about one thing. Think of how Volkswagen succeeded with the Beetle in the late 1960s. 4. Own an attribute. Pick one standout quality and make it yours. Build your brand around it. 5. Use a special ingredient or process. Professionals like doctors or consultants can leverage unique methods or ingredients. It sets you apart. 6. Be the expert. Focus on a niche and become the go-to authority. Write, speak, and be the expert in demand. 7. Be preferred. Become the top choice in a specific market. Think of being the go-to stylist for celebrities. 8. Set a high price. If you're offering top-notch quality, don't hesitate to charge a premium. It shows you're the best. 9. Use your special heritage. Whether it's your family name, prestigious degree, or a notable company you've worked for, leverage it to enhance your brand. 10. Own a cause. Align yourself with a cause you believe in. It adds depth and meaning to your brand. Judging a book by its cover. Your appearance speaks volumes. How you present yourself sends out a message, whether it's through your clothing, hairstyle, or accessories. You've got just a few moments to leave a good impression, so make them count. You don't need to aim for perfection. In fact, being too perfect might not work in your favor. Instead, focus on creating your own distinct style, your personal, visual identity. Think of your clothes as wrapping paper and aim for something that stands out from the crowd. Keep your look consistent, maybe even stick to a specific color scheme. Highlight your best features, maybe it's your eyes, so bring them out with makeup or a hairstyle that flatters them. The key is to make sure your appearance matches the message you want to convey, your identity. Create a strong brand by using symbols and design. Just like famous logos such as Nike's swoosh or Coca-Cola's wave, your logo should be simple, unique, and memorable. Make sure it conveys your message clearly. Use colors and design to enhance your brand's identity. Put your logo everywhere, on business cards, presentations, stationery, holiday cards, signage, and even your website. The power of names. Your name is more than just a label, it's your brand's foundation. Choosing the right name can leave a lasting impression on your audience. A name like Elizabeth might evoke more positive feelings than Gertrude. It's all about finding a balance between uniqueness and memorability. Take cues from famous figures like Tiger Woods or Tipper Gore, who tweaked their names for impact. Consider using initials like J.K. Rowling or playing with spelling like Barbara Streisand. Short, distinctive names like the South Beach Diet grab attention. Think outside the box with unexpected words, as Altoids did with their curiously strong mints. Keep it simple and memorable, and make sure it reflects your brand's essence. Effective presentation delivery. To make your brilliant idea a reality, you need to show just how amazing it is. Running good meetings and giving great presentations are super important skills for this. First up, know what you want to say before the meeting starts. Have 3 key points ready to go. If you're leading the meeting, take control and stay organized. Talk to everyone like you're chatting with a buddy. Plan out how you'll start, speak slowly, and throw in some cool stories or examples. Don't lean too much on PowerPoint. If you do use slides, stick to the October 20th, 2030 rule. Keep it to 10 slides, talk for 20 minutes, and use big 30-point fonts. Add your own personal flair to your presentation style. Cast the net. Networking isn't just about collecting contacts anymore. It's a crucial skill for survival. Building strong relationships opens doors to opportunities. Instead of seeing networking as a self-serving task, view it as a chance to exchange ideas, meet new people, and grow. When meeting someone new, focus on finding common ground. Treat every interaction as if you're hosting the event. This mindset makes introducing yourself easier. Always lend a helping hand whenever possible. Keep your business cards handy for seamless connections. After meeting someone, follow up via email, traditional mail, or phone to solidify the connection. Connect emotionally. Brand managers and self-branders alike aim to promote emotional connections with their target audience. Here's how to achieve this. 1. Prioritize your markets. Focus on the people who matter most to your success. Identify and list those who have the greatest influence on your business. 2. Create loyal customers. Understand what drives your target audience. Is it value, service, or something else? Tailor your approach to meet their needs. 3. Develop a clear value proposition. Highlight what sets you apart from competitors. Identify your unique qualities that customers will value. 4. Build an emotional brand. Connect with your audience on an emotional level. Listen to them attentively and use what you learn to strengthen your brand. 5. Think outside in. Set clear objectives and devise a strategy to achieve them. Focus on what you want to achieve and work backward to figure out how to get there. 6. Attract through soft power. Showcase your attractive qualities, like your values, style, and perspective. Draw people in with what makes you stand out. Just do it. Create a dynamic and adaptable self-branding action plan that serves as a living document for continuous updates and reference. This plan will encompass a thorough SWOT analysis, clear identification of goals, target markets, self-brand strategy, time frame, tactics, and metrics for evaluating progress. Regularly revisit this action plan for guidance and adjustment as needed. You've got visibility. To enhance your visibility and cultivate mindshare, aim for a modest level of fame. Adopt various strategies such as leading projects, contributing trade articles, or volunteering for charitable causes. Establish yourself as an authority by publishing books or articles, presenting at conferences, or featuring in media appearances. Engage in social and charitable gatherings and actively participate in industry events. Take on the role of your own public relations representative and learn how to attract attention by writing press releases and giving interviews. Key points. 1. Become a memorable brand by figuring out what makes you special and promoting yourself like a product. 2. Look at what you're good at and what you can improve so you know how to succeed. 3. Find where your talents meet opportunities so you can make the most of them. 4. Decide how you want to stand out, whether it's being the best, doing something different, or focusing on one thing you're great at. 5. Make sure how you look matches what you want people to think about you. 6. Create a strong brand with a recognizable name and image, like famous people do. 7. Learn how to talk to people and present yourself well to get ahead in your career.